Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The U.S. now has surpassed 25 million confirmed coronavirus infections, according to Johns Hopkins University, though the actual case count is expected to be higher since not everyone gets tested. NPR's Amy Held has more.
Around 7.5% of the U.S. population is now confirmed to have been infected. Researchers are, however, cautiously optimistic that a steady surge appears to have finally peaked. Cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are all down in recent days. That could change as the country races to get ahead of a new, more contagious variant. The CDC says only about half of the 40 million vaccine doses distributed have gotten into arms.
The way in which people get vaccine is chaotic. It's very limited.
White House Chief of Staff Ronald Klain tells NBC's Meet the Press that will change as the federal government throws its weight behind the problem, setting up its own vaccination centers and working to ramp up manufacturing. Amy Held, NPR News.
Meanwhile, President Biden is expected to sign a pandemic travel ban tomorrow as more contagious variants of the coronavirus emerge around the world. On the list, non-citizens who have recently been to South Africa. Biden will also reinstate travel bans on non-U.S. citizens coming from the U.K., Ireland, and much of Europe. President Trump rescinded those travel bans as he left office. This variant has already been found in several states in the U.S. The Chicago's teachers union says its members will refuse to work in person until they reach a deal over reopening. As Sarah Karp from member station WBEZ reports, this pushback comes as pressure increases across the country for classes to resume.
President Joe Biden wants schools reopened within his first 100 days in office. What's happening in Chicago shows the headwinds he's facing. Teachers and other school staff approved the resolution, calling to continue with only remote learning until the school district and their union agree on a deal over bringing students back into schools. The union does not want staff to be forced to return if they're scared for themselves or a family member. Meanwhile, the school district is trying to make sure there's enough staff in school to offer in-person learning for those families who want it. And this could become an all-out strike, with remote and in-person classes being canceled for all 280,000 students. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Karp in Chicago.
President Biden is expected to issue several executive actions this week on a number of topics, including climate change. Last week, he rejoined the Paris Climate Accord. NPR's Nathan Rott has more.
We're not entirely sure what strategies Biden is actually going to use to try to cut greenhouse gas emissions. We know that he's likely to invest money in renewable energy sources. He may toughen efficiency standards for appliances, you know, your refrigerator. Fuel economy standards for the nation cars will likely go up. But all of that stuff is going to take time.
This is NPR. Parts of Mozambique are experiencing heavy rains after a cyclone made landfall yesterday. Though downgraded to a moderate tropical storm, it still caused flooding and damage to property. Ishma Fundika reports from Harare, there are fears that rivers, already swollen with rain from previous storms, will overflow their banks.
Cyclone Eloise is the latest to hit the Sofala province, which includes the city of Beira. It knocked out electricity and communication networks in parts of the city. Several deaths were reported by Deutsche Welle, the German broadcaster, in Beira on Saturday. The area is still struggling to recover after Cyclone Idai left a trail of death and destruction in its wake in March 2019. Last December, Tropical Storm Chelaine caused more damage and flooding in the area. The tropical storm has also caused increased rainfall activity in parts of Zimbabwe, South Africa, Eswatini, formerly Swaziland, and Botswana. For NPR News, I am Ish Mafundikwa in Harare.
In the Netherlands, protesters set fires in the city of Eindhoven in the southern part of the country, angry over the government's restrictions to stem the pandemic. At least 30 people were arrested as police responded with tear gas and a water cannon. Police also broke up another protest in Amsterdam in Museum Square, which violated a ban on public gatherings. This after a nightly curfew was implemented. That protest was organized in part by restaurant owners fed up with the country's long lockdown measures. This is NPR News.